This week's parsha is Yisro, so we have in the Aseret Dibros the fourth commandment, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kodesho. So let's talk about Havdalah, which according to many opinions is the flip side, the opposite end of entering of Shabbos. Saying Havdalah is the ending of Shabbos, so from remembering Shabbos as it ends. And one of the parts of Havdalah is the Havdalah candle. Now, the Havdalah candle is pretty much an unsung hero. We don't really think too much about it. But I want to discuss two interesting sugyas regarding what is appropriate, what is a proper, perhaps an improper Havdalah candle. It's been very popular in the few recent years to have these very elaborate decorative Havdalah candles, which are different than perhaps the Havdalah candles that I grew up with, were the braided wicks. You had those wax wicks that were braided together. I don't think they're as popular anymore, probably because they don't stand on their own and people are tired of holding the Havdalah candle. So now we have these elaborate ones that stand on their own. So in order to understand the Havdalah candle, let's begin with the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Gimel. The Gemara says, and this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Tzadi Ches, that is a mitzvah min hamuvchar. It's a proper mitzvah to recite Bori Mar Ha'esh in Havdalah on Moshe Shabbos on an Avuka. Ki mata lavdulei kam shemaya v'adlik Avuka mishraga. When you get up to make Havdalah, they would make the bracha on a shraga, an avuka of a shraga, like a torch. Amar lama lechalkol, hi, why do you have this? Hamincha shraga amar lei, shema midaita denafshe ka'avid. Amar lei, ilo shema lemine demar lo haya avid. Amar lei, lo sarvel lei mar avuka lehavdal lemisam nevchar. So through the course of this conversation, these two Amarayim came out to say that it's a mitzvah min avuchar. It's a better form of a mitzvah. It's a better form of mitzvah to make the bracha on an avuka, on a flame, more than just a flame, but something that is something that's very elaborate. So we'll put the barmakonos there again. So that is that's the idea over here. So the Rishonim give two reasons why an avuka is preferable. Why this bigger flame is better. The Meiri, the Ran, the Maharam Chalav Aviram Sachem explain that because the brach is Bori Ma'orei Ha'esh, therefore there should be multiple fires. And this can be seen in the multiple wicks of an avuka. An avuka means that there's more than one wick. The Gemara Brachos Daf and Beis has Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel about the bracha itself by Havdalah. And Beishamai says the bracha is Ma'or Ha'esh, the light of the fire. And Beis Hillel says the bracha is Ma'orei Ha'esh. So why is Beis Hillel's, what's his reasoning of Beis Hillel regarding the bracha? So the Gemara says, Tuva Nehore Ika Benura, that we want, since there's a lot of light in the candle, we say Bori Ma'or Ha'esh in the plural. What does it mean there's a lot of light in the candle? So Rashi says that in an avuka, in a Havdalah candle, one that has multiple wicks, the fire has different shades of color. There are whites and reds and greens and blues. And with an avuka, you can notice all the different colors. That's the ma'orei ha'esh. That's the plural of the lights of the fire. The Shita Mekubetzes in Brachos Daf Mem Beis cites the Ravid, who says that the avuka gives off greater hana. There's more light. There's more benefit from the light itself than a ner, a single candle. You can use it for more uses, light, warmth, cooking, things like that. And therefore, that is the idea of Borei Ma'oreish, of the Tuva Nehurai. There's more light, meaning not there's more colors, but there physically is more light from a multi-wicked candle than a single-wick candle. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Reish Tzadi Ches, Mitzvah min ha-muchar levarech al avuka. There's a mitzvah to make a bracha on the avuka. V'yesh mish omer shim ein lo avuka. If you don't have an avuka, this torch, this multi-wick candle, tzarech lahadlik ner echar, l'tzarech havdalah, chutz mehaner hamiyuchad laher b'vayis. Then you should just light another regular candle. If you only have a birthday candle for havdalah, so use a birthday candle, and that would be sufficient. And the Ramah then says, v'aner sheish lo shtei pesilos mikrei avuka. And the Ramah quotes from the Rishonim who say that the definition of an avuka is to have there are two wicks. That's the definition of a proper havdalah candle. Now, we find the concept of an avuka not only by Hilchos Shabbos. We find in Hilchos Shechita, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yerodei and Simen Yud Aleph, that you can shecht at night as long as you have an avuka nearby, so you'll be able to see what's going on. The Ramah says there as well, an avuka means two flames or two wicks, as we're going to discuss. And the Shulchan Aruch, in a third place, Nor HaChaim Siman Tov Lamed Gimel says, Ein Bodkin L'Or HaAvuka, you're not allowed to check Chametz using an Avuka, Elor Haner only using a candle, V'lo B'ner Shachelim, and it goes on to talk about things you should or shouldn't use for your Bedikas Chametz candle. And it says, the Ramah V'hu Yechidi, Aval Shtei Neros B'yachad Afilu Kaluyim Dinim Kavuka. Says the Ramah, what's an Avuka that you shouldn't use for Bedikas Chametz? It means two wicks, two candles together would be a problem. So we see that an Avuka, Chapsanafka, mean in three areas of Halacha, Havdal Motzei Shabbos, Hilchos Shchita, and checking for Chametz. The Orchos Rabbeinu records that the Chazon Ish felt that one of the flames should not be a match. That's totally improper to use a match for Havdalah, because that's a bizui mitzvah. If you have two matches together, says the Chazon Ish, that's not appropriate for the mitzvah. Better to use a candle. On the other hand, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes in Perek Samach Aleph that if you have nothing else available, you can use two matches for Havdalah if there's nothing else. Okay, let's lead to the ultimate question is, what is a proper shalheves? What is the flame? What is the torch that we are looking for in the halacha and what we define as a kosher havdalah candle? So we have four shitos in the Rishonim. Let's go. The first shita is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his hagos, his notes to here in Hilchos Havdalah and Siman Reish Adiches, and again his comments in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodei and Hilchos Shchita, he cites the Sefer Orach Mishor, who says that even if the two wicks are not touching, it is still considered a shalheves, and it is still considered an avuka. Okay? So that would be, we have visuals over here, right? So according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you have two candles and you hold them near each other, they're just near each other, they're not actually touching, as some people like to do when they have the Havdalah by Yantif. You don't have to actually touch them together, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. You should simply just hold the two candles near each other. Well, only when it comes to Bedikas Chametz does the Ramah say that two wicks are touching. Because when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, the problem with an Avuka is that it can't enter the cracks into the holes in order to check properly for Chametz. If the wicks are not touching, then there's nothing lacking in the Avuka because each wick will enter into the cracks on its own. This understanding of the Avuka is the understanding of other posukim as well. Rav Shechter says as well that the two candles, whenever you're making a Havdalah candle, the two candles don't actually have to touch. They simply should be near each other. In fact, Rav Shechter says that if you put the two candles actually touching with each other, you could end up with a problem because maybe one will drip onto the other and you'll put out the candle and you'll be left without anything. And therefore, Rav Shechter holds l'chadchila when using two candles for Havdalah in order to make an Avuka, they shouldn't actually touch, but they should be near each other. That is shita number one to define what is a kosher Avuka. Number two is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes in Reish Sarichas in Ar Siman that with a wax candle, if the two wicks are intertwined or they're stuck to each other, then that's considered an Avuka. I mean, according to the Magen Avraham, the wicks actually have to be touching. However, if each wick is on its own, then it's not an Avuka. The Levushei Strad explains the Magen Avraham that the reason Avuka is preferable is because of the ma'orei, the multiple lights of the bracha being in the plural, being able to show off the many different colors of the Havdalah candle. It is only with an Avuka that you see multiple colors in the flame. And therefore, when it comes to Havdalah, you need two wicks together in order to show the colors of the flame. The Prima Gadama also understands that the Magen Avraham requires the two flames and wicks touching each other. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Lamed Gimel by Bedikas Chametz says that if Bedikas Chametz is considered an Avuka, if the wicks are intertwined and actually touching. That is Shita number two. Shita number three for Havdalah candles is the Tehillah LeDavid, again in our Siman Reish Sarichas. And he says that when the Magen Avraham says, Sheyu Haneros Kaluyim Yachad, that they are braided together, it means that the wicks themselves should be touching, but the flames actually don't have to touch each other. If the flames are touching, but the wicks are not touching, that's not an avuka. According to the David, wicks touching, but flames don't have to touch. That is shita number three. The last sheet is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Baal HaTanya writes here in our Siman that two wicks from oil or wax that are near each other, and the flame from the wicks hit the other, then that's an avuka. This creates a lot of light. But if the flames don't hit each other, even if they're geographically close, then it's not an avuka. if the wicks are intertwined, but the light of each wick doesn't hit each other, then it's still an avuka because there's one guf. Meaning, what's the Shulchan Aruch Rav telling us? He says, essentially, if the two wicks aren't attached, then the flames must touch. If the wicks are attached, then the flames don't have to touch. That's the shita of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So let's just review very quickly. Let's review our four shitas of what makes a kosher avuka for Havdalah. The first is Rabbi Kibeger that says that they don't actually have to touch, they just need to be near each other. The Magen Avraham, according to the Levushei Sra and Prima Gadim, that says that the actual physical wicks have to touch each other, even though the flames don't have to touch each other. The Tehillah David, who says that the flames have to touch each other, but the wicks don't have to touch each other. And then the last sheet is the Bala Tanya, who says that if the flames are touching, but the wicks aren't touching, that's good. If the wicks are touching, but the flames aren't touching, then it's good. As long as you have one or the other, then it's going to be 100% okay. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches follows the Levushei Srad and the Prima Gadim in their understanding of the Magen Avraham. The flames must touch each other in order to be an avuka, according to the Mishnah Berurah. He then adds that regarding our candles, if the single wick is wound from many smaller strings, that's not an avuka, right? Let's like lamashal, like your tzitzis, right? Your tzitzis are made up of many, many fine strings that have been wound together. That, says the Magen Avraham, is not an avuka because they've all turned into one guf, into one single wick. That's not okay. It's only considered multiple wicks if there is wax or oil in between each wick. This means that the wax-covered wicks are twisted together, or the two candles are touching throughout the bracha. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah together. This says the Mishnah Berurah: Stam ner shebegemara poskim hayu ner shel shemen. A ner in the Gemara is an oil. The Kamash Malan, dekeven sheoro sehen magiyin ze lazeh lamala havei avuka. As long as the light is interacting between the two wicks, that's considered avuka. Uvener shalanu im munach sham kama pesilos hayu kmo pesila ava beina choshuva avuka. If I just wrap a bunch of wicks together and I have one big pesil, one big wick, that's not considered. That's not an avuka. Achim mafrid beneihem shava ochalav kagon shaosin meshava shaneros kolun yachad. However, if there is wax or there's fat in between each wick separating them, or they are braided together in the with the braided wax candles as we have from a number of years ago, Oshimad Begyachet Shtei Neros Lahadadi Beis HaBrach, or I stick two candles together during the bracha, Zeu Gamkin Chashiv Avuka, that is an avuka. Umash Mudivri Magen Avraham, it seems the Magen Avraham, Shiyareh Shiyagiyu HaMa'oros Lahadadi, Das Chashiv Avuka, that the flames must touch each other in order to be an avuka. That's the shita that the Magen Avraham ends with, that the Bishop ends with, quoting the Magen Avraham. Again, Rosh Hashanah said they don't actually have to touch according to Biki Vegar, but the minag for many people is to make sure that the flames actually touch. The Prima Gadim says that if I take two wicks and I stick them together and I dip it in wax or fat, then this is simply a large candle and it's not an avuka, and therefore would also technically be kosher for bedikas chametz. So now let's talk about our decorative candles. There is a very good chance that everybody right now that I'm talking to has the following candle. It's a multicolored candle that perhaps stands on its own on the counter. It's thick and it's however tall it is, and there's multiple wicks coming out of the center. Now the question is, are those decorative Havdalah candles, the new style of Havdalah candles, not like the old-fashioned Havdalah candles that had the braided wax strands put together, the ones that are flat, right? Those flat Havdalah candles you buy in the sleeve. So that is certainly fine according to everybody. The flames are touching each other. The wax wicks are touching each other. That's great. But these new Havdalah candles, where it's decorative, multicolor on the outside, it's simply made of a few wicks that are placed in the center of a fancy colored candle. Is that sufficient according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham? Seemingly, according to the Mishnah Berurah, these are not separate candles that create an avuka, because there's no separation. There's no individuality to the wicks, and therefore they're not an avuka. Only on the old style of candles would it be considered a real avuka. Let me Let me just try to give let me give an example here, just so we can see, to be clear what we're talking about. Let's do this. Let's share the screen. Okay. Everyone sees this? Everyone sees my screen? Good, right? So this is what we're talking about over here. Let's go to the pictures over here. This is the old style Havdalah candle, right? We've all seen this before. Each individual wick has been braided. It's covered in its own wax containment, right? And it's been braided together. And this is certainly a good Havdalah candle according to everybody, because each individual wick stands on its own, covered and encased in its own wax container. And the flames at the top will come together and be one singular flame, just like this, right? Like this Havdalah candle over here. That's 100% fine, right? This is a great Havdalah candle. Now, I think the reason why it's not so popular anymore to use this is because it doesn't stand on its own. And we're lazy. So we don't like to hold stuff during Havdalah. So we stopped using this, and this is not so popular. What's much more popular? Something like this. What we'll call a decorative Havdalah candle, very fancy, right? Something like this, okay, right? We've all seen things like this before, correct? We'll just click on anything over here. This one, or, oh, this one's a pyramid. This one, all these different types of things, right? So all of these Havdalah candles, I don't want to buy one, I just want to show it to you, right? All of these Havdalah candles that I'm looking at over here. Let's look at this one. This is a good example, right? Here, what happens over here? You have a thick mass of wax making up a candle, and it's simply a bunch of wicks that were dropped in the middle. So according to the Mishabura and according to Magen Avraham, is that really an avuka? Is that really the case that we're dealing with a multi-wicked candle, or is it simply just bunch of wicks that make up one single giant wick together? Is that what we're talking about over here? So it would seem to call into question that these newer types of Havdalah candles are not really an avuka, or the Yach and Has candles that are sold in the stores before Yontif. However, I'd like to try to defend and explain why I think our Havdalah candles are okay. The source of the Mishabura is the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim repeats this idea that the wicks cannot simply be held together with a wax encasing, but really each wick has to be covered in its own wax encasing. He repeats this in three places. Here in Hilchos Shabbos by Hilchos Havdalah, again by Hilchos Chametz by Bedikas Chametz, and again by Hilchos Shechita. In Hilchos Shechita, the Prima Gadim writes, "V'ner sheyesh lo beis besilos hava avuka." A candle that has two wicks is an avuka. Va'afilu kuluyin, even if they are braided. B'psilos haynu shemonichin zem zeh, and that's perfectly fine if you have braided wicks together. V'lo k'yesh mi she'omer. It's not like the one who says, shim karach kama psilos ke'echad, haya avuka v'havei vazai eno. That if I take a bunch of wicks together and I just wrap them together and I twist them together, then that would be considered an avuka. And he says, that's wrong. Who is he calling out? Who is the Prima Gadim arguing with? He's arguing against the Kresi, Rav Yonos and Eibeshitz. Rav Yonos and Eibeshitz writes in Hilchos Shechita as follows. He says, "V'nei stam neiros shelanu korchin yachad." Our candles, we take together a bunch of chutzin and a bunch of strings, and we wrap them together. Dakin lamaod, asui bim pishtan otzemer. They're made out of flax, or they're made out of wool or cotton. Umatbilin osobachal. When we dip it into the fat or the wax, until after a number of times it gets thicker and thicker and thicker, and I'm left with a candle. This is a ner. Says the crazy, that's considered a candle that has many wicks. Again, according to the crazy, he thinks it's okay to take a bunch of wicks. So you have like a thick mass of wicks. You dip it into the wax over and over and over again, and so you're left with a candle. That's 100%, that's an avuka because there are multiple wicks. And that's why you can use one candle to illuminate if one is shechting at night. And we shouldn't protest against such a person. Our regular candles are considered an avuka, says Rav Yonos and Eibeshitz. But has to make sure there's a lot of, it's a very It's proper to have more candles if possible. So what do we see here? Rav Yonasan Eibishus in the Kreis in Hilchos Shechita wants to say that the halacha of an avuka applies even if I take many thin strings and I dip them in wax and I make a giant candle. This is even though that when it's lit, it simply looks like one candle. This is against the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is trying to say that's not an avuka at all. No, it has to be totally separate, multiple strands. And this is what the Prima Gadim is referring to in Hilchos Havdalah when he says that one takes many wicks and dips them together at one time so that all the wicks are touching and there's no wax or separating them. And this is when there's no halach of an avuka. However, I think that according to the Prima Gadim, a decorative Havdalah candle or a Yaknahas candle is different because when it's lit, it's clear that there are multiple wicks sticking out that are separate. Perhaps the Prima Gadim would agree that this is an avuka, because he only seems to be arguing when the strings are spun together into one big wick. Perhaps even in this case, he would view it as an avuka, even though there's no wax separating the wicks. Look at the words of the Tevu Ashur. The Tevu Ashur is another commentary in Hilchos Shechita. And the Tevu Ashur says that if two wicks are divided at the base, then it's still considered an avuka. It's only an issue with individual strings that are not separate. He says, Lefina es daiti, hakavana bedivrei, the Mahariv, shapsilos chalukos v'lo nagaya hadzi, lios bepsil echas ava, kegon b'ner shemen shaniach psila al psila. He says it's for sure. The whole issue is that if they're still, as long as if they're attached at some point. But if they're not attached at any point, it's considered to be an avuka with multiple wicks. Rav Shechter says the same thing, that our Havdalah candles are perfectly fine as long as there are multiple wicks coming out. There's nothing wrong with decorative candles. So that is part A of tonight's shiur, having a better idea of what goes into the mechanics of the Havdalah candle. Since we're talking about what is or what is not a good Havdalah candle, let's just take a few moments to talk about electric lights as Havdalah candles. Why is it that we don't use electric lights for a Havdalah candle? The Tshuvas HaRitzvi, Ritzvi Pesach Feinz, writes in Orach Chaim and Chelek Beis and Siman Kuf Yudalid, that the rugged Shavur Gaon would use electric lights for Havdalah as long as there was a filament. This was also the opinion of the Beis Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Shmelkes, the Shar Misyonim B'Halacha, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Koch VeYitzchak, Rabbi Salavechik, both say that they saw from Rav Chaim Moser Grzhensky that he would make Havdalah on an old-fashioned bulb with a burning filament. Why? Because he wanted to promote the idea that electricity was Asra on Shabbos, so he would use the electrical bulb as his Havdalah candle. The Ber Moshe, the Devar Tzina Rav, writes in his Tshuvas and Chelek Vav, and the Tzitz Eliezer as well, says the electric lights are fine b'diyeved, but not l'chadchila for Havdalah. In addition, all of those who would make a bracha on electric lights would definitely not agree to use a fluorescent light nowadays. A fluorescent light has no fire at all. It's all electrical currents, and that would not be good esh. However, this is the minority opinion. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his Sefer Mora HaEsh in Chapter 5 and many others reject this use of electric lights for Havdalah candles because we don't make Havdalah on a candle that is behind glass. The rationale for this objection is that the light of Adam HaRishon, which the Havdalah candles is meant to commemorate, was not covered by a glass casing. We had a direct contact with that light, and therefore we also should use an uncovered light as well to reflect the light of Adam HaRishon. And this issue was raised in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha, and it's not a mitzvah min hamuvchar to use a light that is covered by glass. The HaRitzvi, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Avad Yosef in the Chavadas, and the Chazon Ovadia, the Or Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Avadi, all say that one may not make a bracha on electric lights for Havdalah. Because, again, it's not considered an actual light, or because it's covered by a glass. So, those are essentially the two issues when it comes to the actual Havdalah candle itself. The decorative Havdalah candles, what are the number of wicks, how the wicks are formulated to make a proper Havdalah candle. In addition, the not using electricity for our Havdalah candles at all. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a lovely Shabbos.